Hey there, light audio recordists. What is going on? I hope you're doing well and that you have had a wonderful Christmas, whatever it is you do about the matter. This is Ronan Fitzgerald from lightaudiorecording.com and it's Thursday, December 27th, 2018. This is episode 4 of the Light Audio Recording Podcast. Thank you so much for checking out this 5-minute roundup of news from the past month in the world of light audio recording. In exactly 1 month, Winter NAMM will be taking place in Anaheim in California, so this month we'll mostly be looking at that. Previously on our Light Audio Recording Podcast, we mentioned that Gibson was in the midst of a shakeup to avoid going out of business, including a new CEO, James Curley. Perhaps as a follow-up to that, or even as a response to raised eyebrows at not attending NAMM last year, Gibson have confirmed their presence at NAMM 2019. Gibson have already announced their 2019 lineup. According to digitalmusicnews.com, it's a slimmer lineup with what looks like greater effort to offer more affordable models, although there are a couple of token overpriced Les Pauls. Gibson will be sharing their stand with other names from the brand family, including Epiphone, Kramer, and Steinberger. It remains to be seen whether this marks the start of a return to glory for Gibson. Make no mistake, there's life in this old dog yet. You can be sure we'll be keeping an eye on things here at Light Audio Recording. If you're an unsigned musician and you were lucky enough to be attending NAMM, you might want to look out for Dyne Audio outside the event centre. According to Music Radar, the loudspeaker brand have converted a couple of shipping containers into recording studios. Unsigned musicians can win one of 12 recording sessions with award-winning producer Ashley Shepherd on Dyne Audio's website. Because this is about publicity though, one side of the shipping container studio is glass, so everybody can see your pretty face. The audio is also piped outside, so no bad takes, okay? It's an awesome opportunity to get a professionally produced recording, but as always with things that sound great, there's a little catch. In this case, it's that you can only get an hour of studio time. For the cost of going to NAMM, you and your band can buy a full light audio recording setup and record as much as you want and need in your own time. Rapidly rising stars of the pro audio world, Aston Microphones, have revealed a very cool new mic that they'll be showcasing at NAMM. Believe me, if this is well priced, it could be such a great part of light audio recording. The Aston Stealth has three key features that make it super versatile. Firstly, it has four switchable modes, depending on what you're recording. You can choose between male vocals, female vocals, guitars, or one for a vintage ribbon mic feel. Its second cool feature is that it has an automatic phantom mode detector. It works with or without phantom power, but if it detects it, it'll switch over to its third cool feature. And said third cool feature is an onboard Class A mic preamp. This preamp will amplify both halves of the wave from capsule to output, which should deliver a better signal-to-noise performance. And finally, if you're going to NAMM and you'd like to extend your knowledge of recording music beyond the realm of light audio recording, you'll be well looked after. The folks at the Audio Engineering Society will be running their Pro Sound Symposium, aimed at teaching you how to improve your live and studio sound engineering skills. They'll be running sessions with top industry professionals in a mix of talks and hands-on tutorials. Unfortunately, because this is their actual job that they rely on to feed their families, it costs a bunch of money on top of your admission to NAMM itself, and even further costs for the hands-on training. And you can guarantee that the gear they'll be using will cost a pretty penny more than what it costs to get started in light audio recording. That is all for this month. I'll be back towards the end of January with a roundup of the latest light audio recording news. Maybe there'll be a couple of surprises from NAMM to talk about. Have a great weekend recording your music, and I hope you have a happy, wonderful, and musical New Year. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Light Audio Recording blog at lightaudiorecording.com, where you can follow my exploration of recording music in an affordable and compact way. You can also find Light Audio Recording on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Ronan Fitzgerald, you've been listening to episode 4, and I'll catch you next time.